The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Does it make any sense to pull out plants that you seeded just a few short weeks ago? I'm Amy Grusak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today we need to talk about thinning. Now, thinning is a terribly painful process for most gardeners. We love to put in the seeds, we love to watch everything grow up, and we hate to give it enough room to grow. Because it means pulling out those plants in between other plants such as carrots, radishes, beans, what have you, in order to give the remaining ones enough space and nutrients to develop their full size. It's a really, really hard thing to do, but it's really, really important. Because think about it. Say, we'll take carrots for example. If you have a whole row of carrots seeded fairly thickly, because sometimes germination is kind of crazy in our spring weather, and they're all coming up shoulder to shoulder, they are just not going to develop like they should. And while the concept of baby carrots is lovely, these tend to be long and stringy and not very good in flavor because they haven't had the nutrients in order to develop it at all. So thinning is a very important process. Now the best way to go about it, or how I go about it, I first grab a tissue because I'm going to cry because I just hate doing it, but then water the bed really, really well. You don't want to have to fight with dry soil because either the tops of the plants are going to break off, leaving the root, say the carrot or the radish or the beet, in the ground, which negates the effect of even, or the purpose of even trying to thin, or you're going to pull out more than you wanted to, which is no fun too, because you really don't want to have to try to push these poor little plants back in the ground and stress them so much, even the ones that you're going to leave. So water it well, and thin according to whatever the package says. That's the biggest thing. It's hard to say thin carrots to 2 inches, or radishes to 2, or beets to 4, because it all depends on the variety. Some, for example, some beets are rather large, and they're going to need, a good 4 inches in between each other, while others are definitely smaller, and they don't. They don't need that room. So definitely read your packet and know how much space you need to leave. Now, just so in the process of thinning, water it well and just pick out those plants in between the ones that you're going to leave, providing enough space in between the remaining ones in order for them to mature. Then there are also other crops such as beans and corn and peas come to mind that you also need to thin. Now, they're not an underground vegetable where they're going to be bumping up next to each other and inhibiting growth. But if you don't give them enough room, they can't mature to their full size. So you get less vegetables, less production, and typically a less healthy plant. So once again, you need to read that seed packet. Say beans, it might say 4 or 6 inches in between plants, depending on the variety. If it's a pole bean, it'll be one, and a bush bean, it'll be a different, and depending on how they grow. So just do that. I know it's really hard to do that, to kill any plant, but it's definitely better in the long run. Now with beans and peas and things like this, you can pull them out or you can just snip them off. Either way, they don't tend to grow back if you just pinch them off. That's enough to shut down the process right there. Corn, same thing. I tend to plant it a little bit thick, and there are times when I haven't thinned it, definitely had less production and less quality ears of corn too. Because if you have 2-3 plants in a 2-3 inch area competing for water and nutrients and things like that, it's too busy competing to survive versus putting all that energy into creating a really good corn on the cob for you. So it is a hard, hard process to do. I totally understand it, but I really recommend that you get out there, water it all thoroughly, and give your remaining plants plenty of room, and you'll be much happier by the end of the season.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.